奉主耶稣圣名真道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
各位在座和在线上的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all who are seated here and those who are streaming in online.
那我继续要跟大家互相勉励，舍己跟从主。
Today I'd like to continue the topic on for mutual encouragement, which is deny oneself and follow the Lord.
请看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16,
24节
verse 24.
马太福音十六章二十四节
Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me.
主叫我们要舍己跟从他。
The Lord told us to deny ourselves and follow him.
上一次我是讲为什么主叫我们要舍己跟从他。
Previously, I spoke about why the Lord told us to deny ourselves and follow Him.
那这一次我要讲如何在生活中舍己。
Today, I will talk about how do we do that.
有一些信徒认为舍己是高大上的境界。那就是英文网络上说的 LLL 境界，那就是 luxury, large 跟 level up。
So some Christians think that to deny yourself is to reach a higher level, which is the three L's: luxury, large, and level up.
那信仰的高大上境界就是指灵程高，信心大。品德上等。
But the higher level that we want to pursue in spirituality is to have great faith and good spiritual nature.
他们认为只有这样的圣徒，他们才能够做到舍己的。
And they think that only such Christians are able to deny themselves.
但是主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus tells us clearly.
若有人要跟从我，他就当舍己。
If anyone wants to follow me, they have to deny himself.
所以主耶稣是说，每一个跟从主的基督徒，在每天的生活中都要学习舍己。
So the Lord is saying that every Christian who wants to follow him must deny themselves in their daily lives.
那为什么我们发觉到现代的基督徒越来越难做到舍己？
So why is it the case that Christians today find it more and more difficult to deny themselves?
因为现在的世界特别强调个人主义。
This is because the world today emphasizes greatly on the self.
世界叫人要实现自我，要满足自我。
The world teaches us to fulfill yourself, to satisfy yourself.
所以现在的人说
So people of this world say,
我的人生我做主。
I am the master of my own life.
我的感受最重要。
My feelings are the most important.
我要活自由自在的活着。
I want to live a life of freedom.
我要维护我的尊严。
I must protect my dignity.
但是主耶稣却叫人放下自我。
But the Lord Jesus is teaching people to Let go of your individualism.
不要活在自我之下，要活在主之下。
To not live life, to not live life holding strongly to your individualism, but to live under the Lord.
凡事要听从主，不是听从自己。
To be obedient to the Lord in all things and not to follow our own desires.
因为听从主的结果就是永生。
Because the outcome of being obedient to the Lord is eternal life.
听从自己的结果就是要面对神的审判。
But to be obedient to our own wants and desires is judgment.
我们要听从谁？
Who do we want to be obedient to?
我们如果要听从主，我们就应当要舍己。
If we want to be obedient to the Lord, then we must deny ourselves.
那如何在生活中舍己？
How do we do that in our lives?
生活中，家庭和教会是两个最重要的地方。
In our lives, our family and church are two most important areas.
所以我们要在家庭和教会这两个重要的地方来学习舍己。
Hence, we must learn how to deny ourselves in these two important areas, which is family and church.
当然并不是说其他的地方不重要，不必舍己。
Of course, this is not to say that all other areas are not important and we do not need to deny ourselves.
是要特别注重在家庭和教会中舍己。
But we must pay special attention to these two areas, which is family and church.
因为家庭是最需要舍己的地方。
Because a family is where you need to deny yourself the most.
但是家庭也是最难舍己的地方。
But family is also the place where it is most difficult to deny
yourself. 因为家庭是最容易暴露出真实的我。
Because your true self is comes out the most naturally in your own family.
你看我们在外面对那些外人呢、啊，我们都很有礼貌，也很客气的，很忍耐的。
Just think about it. When you're talking to outsiders, you would be polite and respectful.
我们不会也不敢轻易发火的。
We do not dare to get angry easily.
可是我们在家里却是很随性，动不动我们就发火了。
But in our household, we may lose our temper easily.
我们把最好的脾气给了外人，但是却把最坏的脾气留给家人。
We have reserved the best temperament for others, but we have given our family the worst temperament.
这是不应该的，也是不公道的。
This should not be the case, and not the right value to pursue.
所以我们都要在家里学习舍己。
So we must learn how to deny ourselves in our own households.
要放下自我，让主的爱胜过我的自我，我的坏习惯，我的坏脾气。
Put down our individualism. Allow the love of the Lord to help us overcome our bad temperament and our bad habits.
我们请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 5.
25节。
Verse 25.
以弗所书第五章25节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
做丈夫的要怎么样爱妻子呢？
How should husbands love their wives?
保罗提醒做丈夫的，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己一样。
Paul reminds husbands, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
所以做丈夫的，你爱妻子，你就要为妻子舍己。
For husbands, if you love your wife, you must deny yourself for your wife.
有位弟兄，他每天上班都很疲惫。
There was a brother who was weary going to work every day.
所以他回到家，他就躺在沙发上耍手机了。
So when he returns home, he would lie down on his sofa and start scrolling on his phone.
那么妻子整天做家务照顾孩子也是很疲累啊，所以他也不想讲话。
And as for the wife, she has been taking care of children for the whole day, doing chores, and she is tired and does not want to speak.
因此两个人的关系就越来越冷淡了。
Hence their relationship grew colder.
有一天他听讲道的人说，
One day he heard the sermon speaker say,
做丈夫的，你如果爱妻子，你就要为妻子舍己。
He heard the speaker saying that husbands, if you love your wife, you must deny yourself for your wife.
他突然被这一句话刺痛了他的心。
This word pricked his heart.
他问自己。
And he asked himself.
我是爱我的妻子的。
I indeed love my wife.
但是我真的为我的妻子舍己吗？
But have I denied myself for my wife?
第二天，他决定为他的妻子做一件很简单舍己的行为。
And the second day, he decided to do a simple act, but which involves denying himself.
他回到家里的时候，他立刻把手机都关了。
When he returned home, he turned off his phone.
他主动的去陪妻子讲话。
He took the initiative and started to chat with his wife.
关心他身心的状况以及家里的情形。
He showed concern for her condition and what was going on at home.
他也主动的帮忙家务，帮忙照顾孩子。
And he took the initiative to help out with the chores at home and to take care of the children.
妻子真的很惊讶，但是也很高兴。
And his wife was shocked, but was very happy.
那他们的婚姻关系啊，就开始重修，也升温了。
And that was the start of them repairing their marriage life and creating warmth in their relationship again.
并不是因为这个弟兄做了什么伟大的舍己。
It was not because this brother had done a great commendable act to deny himself.
但是他停止了以自我为中心。
But what he changed was to put away his individualism as his focus.
重新以主的爱为中心。
But he centered his life on the love of the Lord.
婚姻常因为自我而破坏了关系。
Oftentimes, marriage is hurt due to individualism.
但婚姻也常因为舍己而重修了关系。
But many a times, a marriage is also repaired when one denies themselves.
我们读五章的二十二节。
Let us read chapter 5, verse 22. Verse 22, Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
做妻子的要怎样顺服丈夫呢？
How should wives submit to their husbands?
保罗说，如同顺服主。
Paul says, as to the Lord.
你顺服主，你一定会舍己的。
When you submit to the Lord, you will deny yourself.
那同样的，你顺服你的丈夫，你也是要舍己。
Likewise, when you submit to your husband, you will deny yourself.
有一个姐妹的丈夫性情很急躁，一点小事啊，他就发脾气说重话。
There is a husband of a sister who had an impatient temperament, and he would say, words of frustration whenever something small happens.
他也不认输啊，他也立刻变脸，给脸色丈夫看。
And she was not to be trifled with. When such things happen, she would have a change in her countenance and to show her displeasure.
他也常常祷告，求主改变他的丈夫。
And she often prayed to ask the Lord to change her husband.
他不希望这个关系继续是这样。
She did not wish for their relationship to continue in this way.
但是他忽略了，他也要为自己祷告，自己也需要改变呢。
But she had neglected that she had to pray for herself to change as well.
有一天，她的丈夫因为她做的饭菜不合她的口味啊，就大发脾气。
There was a day when her husband flew into a rage because he was not satisfied with the meal his wife had prepared.
她当下就想要立刻发作。
And she wanted to react at that moment.
但是她突然间想到一句话。
But something came to her mind at that point of time.
你顺服主，你要舍己。
That you must deny yourself if you want to submit to the Lord.
你顺服丈夫，你也应当要舍己。
And as you submit to your husband, you must deny yourself as well.
所以他就祷告求主帮助他控制他自己的情绪和脾气。
So she prayed to the Lord to ask the Lord to help her have a hold of her emotions.
然后他就轻声对他丈夫说。
And she spoke gently to her husband.
哦，那不要紧，那我们就到外面去吃吧，换换口味也是好的。
That's all right. Then why not let us head out to eat? It's also nice for us to have a change of taste.
她的丈夫愣住了。
And her husband was shocked.
然后她就跟她的妻子道歉说对不起。
And her husband apologized to his wife.
我不应该为这样的小事来发脾气的。
Saying that I should not have gotten angry on such a minor matter.
你今天的回应让我很惊讶，但是也让我很惭愧。
Your reply really shocked me, but also made me feel guilty.
我也是应该要改变我的坏脾气的。
I ought to change my bad temper as well.
我们看到他的舍己并不是失去自我，而是让他的自我得到长进。
We see that by denying herself, She did not lose her individualism, but it caused growth in her character.
她不是被动的反击她丈夫发脾气。
She was not giving a tit for tat in her husband's anger.
但是她却主动的要打破这一种攻击的恶性循环。
But she took the initiative to break this vicious cycle.
她的舍己也帮助了她的丈夫长进。
And by denying herself, she also helped her husband to grow in his character.
所以主耶稣告诉我们要舍己，特别在我们的家庭当中，我们要学习舍己。
This is why the Lord Jesus teaches us to deny ourselves, especially in our family.
这会让我们的家庭更加的幸福，更加的快乐。
It will give us more bliss and joy in our families.
我们总以为舍己是在重大的事情上。
We often think that denying yourself is involved or related to great matters.
其实舍己是在我们的日常生活上。
But denying yourself is something that happens in your daily lives.
当家人不讲理的时候。
When your family members are unreasonable.
当孩子不听话的时候。
When your children are disobedient.
或者当自己被误会的时候。
Or when you are misunderstood.
特别是我们面子被撞伤以后。
Especially if your pride is hurt.
在这个时候，我们愿意听从主的话，学习舍己，放下自己吗？
At this point of time, are we willing to be obedient to the word of the Lord to deny ourselves?
特别是有三个很难控制的自我需要我们学习放下的。
And there are three traits of individualism that is very important and critical for us to put away.
第一就是要放下自己要赢的那个念头。
And the first trait is the desire to win.
争吵的时候啊，双方都是要赢，没有一方愿意输的。
In the midst of an argument, both parties want to win. No one is willing to lose.
明知道只要你一方让步就可以停止这个争闹，为什么不让步，还是要争斗下去呢？
Well, in an argument, it is clear if one party were to step back, then it would be resolved. But why do you insist to fight?
不一定是为了好胜啊。
It is not necessarily for the sake of coming out victorious.
通常都是为了要证明我是对的。
Often, however, it is to prove that I am the one, the party that is in the right.
所以我必须要赢来证明我是对的。
Hence, I must win to prove that I am right.
但是舍己却告诉我们。
But to deny oneself teaches us.
我不一定需要证明我是对的。
I don't necessarily need to prove that I am right.
但是我一定需要证明我是爱你的。
But I must prove that I love you.
所以我愿意让步。
This is why I'm willing to take a step back.
不要让我们的爱继续受到伤害。
To not let our love continue to suffer damage.
所以我少争一口气，多忍一口气。
So I will speak one less word and I will bear with one more word.
少坚持我的感受，多考虑对方的感受。
I will insist less on my emotions, but I will care more for the other party's emotions.
第二就是要放下我的坏脾气。
Second is to put away my bad temper.
发脾气的人通常是因为他心里想要的却得不到。
A person is often angry when they cannot obtain what they want.
或者是不合我的心意。
Or it was something that is not done according to their wishes.
看不顺眼。
Something that did not sit right with them.
听不顺耳
，something that did not sound pleasing to them，
吃不合口
，food that is not right to taste for them，
我们就很容易动怒发脾气了。
These things cause us to be easily angered.
但是发脾气不但伤害别人，也伤害自己啊。
But being angry not only hurts others, but yourself as well.
更糟糕的是，你让脾气代替了主耶稣的位置，做了你的主人，控制了整个你。
But what is worse is that your anger has now taken the place of the Lord Jesus as your master and has taken hold of you.
因此我们必须要放下自己的脾气。
This is why we must put away our temper.
不要在心里继续的动怒，要在心里祷告，停止这个动怒。
Do not allow yourself to be angered continuously.
第三方面。
The third point.
要放下我的时间和我的计划。
To put away, to put down my time and my plans.
很多家庭的冲突也来自于时间和计划的安排不协调。
Many a times, arguments in the family may involve plans and timings.
我已经安排好我的时间，我没有空帮你。
I've already planned out my schedule. I do not have time to help you.
为什么要影响我的计划？
Why do you want to affect my plans?
为什么你要安排在这一个时候？
Why must you plan it at this point of time?
我们就争个不停。
And then the argument will go on and on.
但是你想到基督是我家之主。
But consider, the Lord is the head of my household.
我愿意为了主来调整我的时间和我的安排。
I'm willing to change my plans and my timings for the sake of the Lord.
我放下自己并不是代表我输了。
When I put my needs away, it does not mean I'm a loser.
而是我要让我的主在家里得胜。
But I want the Lord to be the victor in my household.
基督不只是我的主，基督也是我家之主。
Christ is not only my Lord, but the Lord of my household.
我们都应当放下我们自己，让基督在我家里得胜，在我家里做主。
We all ought to put away our own needs and allow Christ to be the head of our household.
那第二是讲在教会中学习舍己。
Second is to talk about denying ourselves in church.
那特别是在人际关系和侍奉方面，
especially in human relations and in serving.
我们看到教会里面有很多人际关系的破裂，并不是因为发生了什么大事。
We often see cracks in human relationships, and they did not happen because something great has happened between them.
常常是因为我们不能够放下自己，而在那边争执，结果关系破裂。
The cause of such cracks often is because no one is willing to deny themselves and they insist on their ways and form such cracks.
很多的不和睦啊，其实就是因为彼此都不能够放下自己，不愿意舍己。
Many a times, people are not at peace with each other because they are not willing to let go of their individualism.
有两位工人，他们因为意见不同，他们发生了激烈的争执。
There were two workers who had an intense argument because they had conflicting points of view.
并不是因为真理的问题，但却是因为面子的问题。
And it was not a matter relating to the truth, but it concerned their own faces.
双方都认为输了真的很丢脸，很没有面子。
Both parties thought that it would be quite embarrassing if they were to step back and if they were to lose.
所以不愿意让步，怕被人家认为你输了。
They were not willing to take a step back, for they feared people would see them as the loser.
不愿意道歉，怕被人家看低了。
They were not willing to apologize, for they feared being looked down upon by others.
更不愿意认错，
怕丢脸了。They were not going to admit that they were wrong for the sake of being embarrassed.
当我们被教会的同龄伤害的时候，
when we are hurt by our brethren in church,
或者被他们误解侮辱了，
or we are misunderstood or insulted by them,
我们愿意听从主的话，舍己 放下自己，原谅他们吗？
Would we then be willing to obey the word of the Lord to deny ourselves and to forgive them?
请看马太福音的第五章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5.
我们读三十八跟三十九节。
Let us read verse 38 and verse 39.Verse 38 and verse 39. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also.
主耶稣并不是教导我们不抵抗主义。
The Lord Jesus is not trying to teach us, to...
不抵抗
to not resist in the will of the Lord.
按照摩西的律法，我们有权利可以以牙还牙，以眼还眼的。
According to the law of Moses, you have the right to return an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
所以有人打你的右脸，你可以打回他的右脸的。
So if someone strikes you on your right cheek,You can return the strike on their right cheek.
这是你的自卫权利。
This is your right to self-defense.
警察来了也不会拉你去上法庭的。
When the police comes, they will not charge you in court.
Self-defense, 对不对？这是我的权利。
This is your right.
但是主耶稣却叫我们放下自己这个权利，转过你的左脸来，由他打，如果他要继续打。
But the Lord Jesus is telling us to let go of this right, to turn your cheek and allow the other to strike.
有人嘲笑主这样的教导是一种奴隶道德。
And there are people who laugh and mock that such a teaching is a kind of slave morality.
只有奴隶才会被打而不敢还手，因为他没有自卫的权利的。
That such an act is only done by slaves because they do not have the right to self-defense.
他甚至不敢逃走啊，他只能够乖乖在那边站坐，让你继续的打他。
And the slave would not even dare to run. They will stand there in fear and allow you to continue to strike.
这就是奴隶的悲哀。
This is the sad reality of a slave.
当然，主耶稣不是教导我们这一种所谓的奴隶道德。
Of course, the Lord Jesus is not.Trying to teach us this kind of living of slave morality.
主是教导我们一个在神的眼中更高尚的道德。
But the Lord Jesus is teaching us a higher level of morality in the eyes of God.
不要以恶报恶，要以善胜恶。
That is, to not return evil for evil, but to overcome evil with good.
如果你坚持你的自卫权利，你报复他。
If you insist on your right of self-defense and you exact vengeance.
你要报复他，那就是以恶报恶。
When you do that, then you are returning evil for evil.
那只是增加多一个恶。
Then you are only adding to the number of evils that are done.
好像一只野狗咬了你。
If a wild dog enrages
you, 你也咬回这个野狗一口。
The wild dog bites you and then you bite the bite back.
那不是多了一头野狗吗？
Then you have one more wild dog.
以恶报恶只是增加恶，结果是让恶得胜。
If you return evil for evil, you are only adding to the amount of evil, and evil is now victorious.
当你转过你的左脸的时候
，But when you turn your cheek,
你是主动的
，You take that initiative.
你是情愿的
，You do that willingly.
是没有怨恨的
，It is done without hatred.
因为你听从主的话，愿意舍己，放下自己自卫的权利，不报复他。
Because you are willing to be obedient to the word of the Lord, to put away your right to self-defense, to not take vengeance into your own hands.
你要让善得胜，你不要让恶得胜。
You want to let good be victorious and not evil.
我已经被打了，但是我不愿意继续让恶胜利下去。
Yes, I have been striked, but I will not allow evil to continue to be victorious.
他打了你的右脸，他等着你来还补报复他。
After he struck your right cheek, he was waiting for you to return the blow.
但是发觉到你没有报复，你还转过你的左脸，他真的会很奇怪。
But when they see that you did not return the blow, instead you turn around to present your other cheek, they would find it perplexing.
为什么他不发怒？为什么他不还击？
Why is the other party not angry and returning the blow?
他还击我就可以打他更多，我可以叫更多人来打他。
If this person returns the blow, then I will return with more blows and I will call up more people to beat him up.
但是他竟忍受这一种的羞辱。
But this person is bearing with such humiliation.
有良心的人啊，他都会停止，不会再打下去了。
People with a conscience would stop there and not continue hitting.
那我们最终真的是以善胜恶了。
Then we would hence be able to overcome evil with good.
打脸不一定是用手的。
You do not necessarily strike a cheek with your hands.
更多的时候啊，是用言语来打脸。
More often, you strike a cheek with your words.
人用手打你的脸，打不到的，你可以逃的，你可以躲的。
When someone wants to strike you with their hands, they find it difficult to strike because you can run away, you can hide.
但是他用言语来打脸，你真的是逃无可逃啊。
But when they strike your cheek with their words, you have no escape.
就算你走掉了，那个言语还是继续 一波一波的，终于会传到你的耳中去的。
Although you walk away, those words will spread into your ears.
当人用言语来攻击我们，
when people attack you with their words,
用言语来嘲笑我们，
when they mock you with their words,
用言语来羞辱我们。
When they humiliate you with their words.
这个时候是我们要学习主的话，舍己跟从主的时候。
That is the point when we must obey the word of the Lord to deny ourselves and follow him.
我们常常是抓住我们的自我权利。
We often hold on to our right of individualism.
我应该被尊重的。
I ought to be respected.
我不应该被这样对待的。
I should not have been treated that way.
我有理由生气的。
I have a good reason to be angry.
他应该先向我道歉的。
The other party is the one who should apologize to me.
主耶稣并没有说你没有这一种自卫的权利。
Lord Jesus is not saying that you do not have the right to self-defense.
我们有这种自卫的权利的。
We have such a right.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，
But the Lord Jesus tells us,
你可以选择放下这一些权利。
You can choose to let go of these rights.
不要报复。
To not exact vengeance.
不要让恶得胜，要让善得胜。
To not allow evil to be victorious, but allow good to be victorious.
好，那我现在讲在教会侍奉方面的舍己。
I'll now talk about to deny yourself in matters of serving.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let us take a look at Philippians chapter 2.
我们读第三跟第四节。
Let us read verse 3 and 4. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 and verse 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
保罗劝诫我们在侍奉中要存心谦卑。
Paul reminds us that in servitude, we must have a pure heart and we must be humble.
侍奉神是荣耀神的一个工作。
Serving God is a work to glorify God.
但侍奉神的人，如果他存心骄傲、贪慕虚荣的话
，But if a person who serves God is proud, wants to gain glory for himself,
侍奉就会变成荣耀他自己的一个舞台。
Then this service of God becomes a stage for him to perform and to make himself proud.
骄傲的人啊，他的 表现欲很强。
A proud person has a very strong desire to make himself stand out.
他喜欢做人看得见，并且是很有面子的那一种侍奉。
This person loves to engage in service areas that will make themselves more visible.
他看到别人做得比他更好，更受欢迎的时候啊，他心里就很不高兴。
And when they see others serving better, doing better in certain areas, they would be displeased in their hearts.
因为他只顾自己的面子，他只要得到别人的赞赏。
Because they are only concerned about their own reputation, and they only want to receive the applause of men.
他会坚持自己的方法，他不愿意接受别人的意见的。
They will insist in their own ways, and they will not accept the voices of others.
他明知道自己的意见不是很好，方法也不是很有用，但是他还是会坚持他自己的意见和方法。
Though they may be aware that their recommendation is not the best, yet they would insist in their own ways.
因此，在侍奉中要学习舍己，放下自己。
Hence, in matters of service, we must deny ourselves.
放下自己心里的骄傲
，to let go of the pride that is in our hearts，
要存心谦卑，不是口里谦卑
，to have purity of heart and to be humble and not only by lip service。
口里说得很谦卑，心里不一定是很谦卑的。
A person who pays lip service that they are humble may not necessarily be。
有些人表现给你看的态度多么的谦卑。
Some people show you a very humble attitude.
你会说没有一个传道会像他这样的谦卑的。
And you may say there is no preacher that is more humble than this preacher.
因为你看到他这样的谦卑的态度。
Because you see him, you see how he brings himself, with such a humble attitude.
但是如果你好像主能够看到人的内心的话。
But if you were like the Lord,Being able to see the hearts of men.
你看到他心里骄傲得不得了。
And you would see that he is proud in his heart.
其实不用主才看得到。我们很多有经验的人啊，我们都可以轻易看得到。
Actually, this is something that not only the Lord can see at times. For more experienced people can tell as well.
因此我们要存心谦卑，不是在言语上、态度上，是在心理上。
Let us have a purity in our hearts when we want to be humble, not by lip service, but to do it in our hearts.
心里谦卑，你才能够真的看到别人比你强。
When you are truly humble in your heart, you would recognize others as being better than you.
因为你看到自己那种有限，还有你比不上别人的地方。
For you would be able to see your own limitations and how others may be better.
你总是要以你最强的来比人家最弱的，当然你没有人会强过你了。
If you are only looking at your strengths and comparing them with the weaknesses of others, then of course you are number one.
你看到每个人都不如我的，当然是我做老大了。
And then you would think to yourselves that others are weaker than you and you should be the head.
当然你们要听从我，我的意见最好最对的。
Of course, you should all listen to me. My ideas are the best.
但是当你心里谦卑下来的时候。
But if you are truly humble.
你自己知道你也是有限的，你也有很多地方你做不到，也比不上人家的。
You would recognize your own limitations, many areas that you do not compare to others.
只是你不会把这一些不如人的拿出来，你总把你比人家强的摆出来。
The only difference is that you do not bring out your traits and your abilities that are weaker than others, but you only present your strongest.
保罗很了解教会事中的问题。
Paul understands all these problems in service.
他知道教会很多的争执，很多的问题，其实是人心里自我的问题，不愿意谦卑舍己。
He knows that a lot of contentions that happen in church is due to the individualism of people who are not willing to deny themselves.
谦卑的人才会乐意接受别人的教导。
Only a humble person would be willing to happily accept the corrections of others.
他也会乐意接受被安排到不重要的地方或者不是很多人欣赏的地方去侍奉主。
They would also be happy to accept areas of service that are not so visible in order to serve the Lord.
因为他的侍奉不是要求得人的掌声，而是求能够为神忠心。
For the purpose of their service is not to receive the applause of men, but to be a faithful worker for the Lord.
他的努力并不是要用来荣耀自己，而是要用来荣耀他的神。
And their effort is not to glorify themselves, but to glorify their God.
那保罗也劝我们不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Paul also teaches us to not only look out for our own interests, but for others as well.
单顾自己的事是那一种自我、自私自利的想法。
A person that is only looking after their own interests is an individualistic person and selfish.
这种自我、自私自利的想法会制造教会的冷淡和无情。
Such individualism, such selfish thinking will cause the church to be a cold place.
你看到教会每个人只顾自己不管别人的。
If you come to church, everyone is only busy with their own matters, not caring about others.
虽然坐满的人，但是你感觉到是冷的。
Although the church may be packed with people, but you would feel the coldness.
最热闹的地方，但却是最冷漠的地方。
A place that is crowded and filled with people, yet is also the coldest.
所以主教我们要学习舍己。
So the Lord teaches us to deny ourselves.
不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
To not only look out for our own interests, but for others as well.
顾别人的事，你就要舍弃自己的时间和自己的舒服，来去服侍别人，帮助别人。
When you are looking out for the interests of others, you have to sacrifice your own time, your own comfort and needs.
有一次主耶稣叫门徒和他们暗暗退到旷野去歇一歇。
There was an occasion when the Lord told his disciples to retreat quietly to the wilderness and take a break.
为什么要暗暗去？那是光明正大呢。
Why did they have to go quietly instead of going about in the open?
因为他们找不到地方可以休息啊，他们为了服侍人连吃饭都没有时间啊。
Because they could not find a place to rest. For the sake of serving others, they did not even have time to eat.
所以他们这一次要偷偷的离开到没有人的地方，让他们可以歇一歇。
This is why they have had to depart quietly, secretly, so they could come to a place and take a break.
但是还是被人家知道了。
But they were still exposed and people found out.
那一些人跑去，跑得比他们更快。
And the people ran there quicker than them.
所以当主耶稣出来看到这么多人。
So when the Lord came out and he saw the multitude,
看到他们好像羊，没有人牧养一样。
They saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd.
虽然自己本来是想要休息。
Although he wanted to take a break,
但是只好放下自己的时间。
He put away the need for his own time.
继续服侍他们，为他们讲了许多的道理。
He continued to serve them and spoke many teachings.
当教会需要人手服侍的时候，
When the church needs more hands, more workers,
我们能够效法主留给我们的榜样，舍去自己休息的时间和舒服，来去服侍他们，帮助他们吗？
Will we be able to walk in the footsteps of the Lord to deny ourselves, to put away our own need and to serve?
有一些热心的姐妹啊，她们成了一个关怀小组，特别要去关怀教会中一些无依无靠的老人。
There are some zealous sisters who formed a group to care for the elderly who had a lack of support.
那有一位姐妹啊，一直被安排去照顾那一个长期卧病的老人。
And there was a sister who was constantly being assigned to an elderly who was 卧病之类的。
卧病，患病的。
Oh, to constantly assigned to an elderly who was sick.
卧病的老人是最难服侍的老人。
An elderly person who is sick is very difficult to care for.
他行动不便，他只能够躺在床上，所以叫做卧病。
Because
比患病更糟糕。
Because they are not mobile and have to be bedstricken.
所以他心里抱怨。
So she was murmuring in her heart.
为什么一直安排我去照顾这个最难服侍的卧病老人？
Why am I the one who is constantly assigned to this bed-stricken elderly?
我也是很累的。
I am also very tired.
她想要退出这个关怀小组。
And she was considering whether she should withdraw from this group.
但是她听到讲道的人引证主的话说。
But she heard the sermon speaker, talk about the word of the Lord.
你们坐在弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
That the Lord said that when you do these things to the smallest among you, then you are doing it to me.
这一刻，他的心被翻转过来了。
At this point of time, her heart was changed.
原来我服侍的这个老人，不只是服侍这个老人，也是在服侍我的主。
She realized that by servingThis elderly, she is not only serving this person, but serving the Lord.
她的服侍就从埋怨变成无怨。
So her service changed from one of murmuring to one that was done willingly.
而且还有一种的喜乐，因为是服侍我的主。
And there was a joy as well because she realized she was serving the Lord.
她看到的不只是这个卧病的老人，她看到的也是在服侍我的主。
She did not only see this bed-stricken elderly, but she saw the Lord.
她也是这个卧病老人，也是主的儿女。
She saw that this elderly who was bed-stricken is also a child of the Lord.
我是为主而服侍的。
She was serving for the sake of the Lord.
其他的姐妹都看到她态度的转变。
And the other sisters saw the change in her attitude.
也为她一直愿意这样的舍己服侍感动。
And they were also moved by how she was always denying herself and serving.
后来大家就轮流来照顾这个难服侍的卧病老人。
And afterwards, they made a change such that they would take turns to care for this bed-stricken elderly.
我们都愿意学习舍己的。
We are all willing to learn how to deny ourselves.
但是我们总是觉得后继无力。
But oftentimes we find that we do not have the strength to do it.
我们那一种的热心热忱，那一种的愿意，很快就会消失。
The zeal, the motivation often fades quickly.
我们要怎么样才能够增加舍己的力量呢？
How do we add on to the strength to be able to deny ourselves?
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5,
第五到第八节。
Verse 5 to verse 8. Romans 5, verse 5 to verse 8. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners,Christ died for us.
圣灵的一个工作就是将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
One of the work of the Holy Spirit is to pour out the love of God into our hearts.
怎样浇灌在我们心里呢？
How was it poured out into our hearts?
就是圣灵会感动我们思想主耶稣为我们舍己的爱。
The Holy Spirit will move us to think of the love, that the Lord Jesus had for us when he denied himself.
思想主耶稣怎么样离开天上荣耀的宝座。
To consider How the Lord Jesus left His glorious throne.
思想主耶稣在十字架怎样为我们受死。
To consider how the Lord Jesus suffered death on the cross for us.
并不是为了证明主耶稣伟大的爱。
It was not for the sake of proving His great love for us.
而是为了救赎我们这些不配的罪人。
But for the sake of saving us unworthy sinners.
我们越思想，我们真的越被主的爱感动的。
The more we think about it, the more we are moved by the love of the Lord.
主愿意为我舍己，我也应该愿意为主舍己。
The Lord is willing to deny Himself for my sake. I should be willing to do that as well.
说我们的舍己，并不是单靠我们坚强的意志和我们努力的灵修。
When we want to deny ourselves, it is not purely by relying on our determination and our own spiritual nature.
我们的意志和我们的努力会疲倦的。
Our determination, our effort will grow weary.
所以我们能够一时的舍己，但是我们很难持久舍己。
We can deny ourselves for a point in time, but it is difficult for us to deny ourselves all the time.
我们能够持久舍己的原因，就是因为常常思想主为我们舍己的大爱。
The only way we can persevere in denying ourselves is to constantly consider the kind of love the Lord has given to us when He denied Himself.
是主的爱一直在激励我们。
It is the love of the Lord that continually motivates us.
是主的舍己成为我们舍己的力量。
It is the Lord who denied Himself that becomes the strength in us denying ourselves.
虽然舍己是一个很沉重的负担，
although it is a heavy burden to deny ourselves.
但是我们并不是靠自己在那边咬牙苦苦撑着。
But it is not done by gritting our teeth and then enduring it.
我们是靠着跟主一同负这个轭。
But we rely on the Lord and we carry the same yoke.
主耶稣会帮助我们减轻所负的轭的。
The Lord will help reduce the burden of the yoke that we carry.
就像这位姐妹，当她心里真的愿意为主舍己的时候，
Just like this sister, when she was truly willing to deny herself for the Lord,
她发觉到她的担子轻了，不是更重了。
She found her burden being lightened instead of being heavier.
她也发觉到更多的姐妹愿意帮她一同来分担这一个重担呢。
And she found more sisters who are willing to share this heavy burden.
所以舍己的道路虽然艰难，
although denying ourselves is a difficult path to walk,
但这一条道路会帮助我们灵命成长。
But this path allows our spiritual lives to grow.
这一条道路的结局就是永生。
And the end of this path is eternal life.
求主帮助我们大家。
We ask the Lord to help us all.
让我们都愿意为主学习舍己。
That we may all be willing to learn how to deny ourselves for the sake of the Lord.